For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri abortion rights supporters are preparing for more restrictive abortion laws to come during next session. Early last week, the Supreme Court declined to take up a challenge to a new Texas law that restricted most abortions after 6 weeks and allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and anyone who helps someone get an abortion. Republican lawmakers in Missouri say they're ready to propose similar laws here. Mallory Schwartz is the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri. She says the state is often among the first in the country to pass restrictive abortion laws.
History continues to show us that this will not remain a Texas problem for very long.
In 2019, the Republican-controlled Missouri legislature passed a bill that prohibited most abortions after 8 weeks. Republican Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is urging the General Assembly to prohibit local election workers from helping absentee voters correct mistakes, a move that would mean some votes wouldn't be counted. The Kansas City Star reports that the request adds to a growing list of measures advanced by Republicans to alter the state's elections, including restoring a photo ID requirement and making it harder to amend the state constitution through voter-initiated ballot measures. Some similar proposals failed this year, but could be considered again in 2022. An exhibit explaining the history of the LGBTQ community in Kansas City reopened in a state building in Jefferson City after being removed from the Missouri Capitol early last week. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources said the exhibit opened Saturday in the Lohman Building near the Capitol. The display was removed from the Missouri State Museum after Republican lawmakers complained. State Senator Greg Razor, a Democrat from Kansas City, criticized the decision to take down the exhibit. DNR Director Drew Bunton apologized for how the incident unfolded and said the agency agreed that it's important to tell the history of all Missourians. Residents of Kansas City and its surrounding county can be excused if they're confused about whether to adhere to local mask mandates after Missouri's Attorney General offered, quote, legal direction, indicating that many and perhaps most people could ignore them, especially students. Missouri's largest city and Jackson County both began requiring masks in indoor public settings last month, as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations spiraled due to low vaccination rates and the presence of the Delta variant. Attorney General Eric Schmidt wrote last Thursday to Mayor Quentin Lucas and Jackson County Executive Frank White, citing exceptions to both mandates. They responded by saying Schmidt's letter, quote, makes no rational sense. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.